Good afternoon, Cell Group, and welcome back to our consideration of last Sunday's Gospel on the Feast of Corpus Christi. This feast, as you know, used to be celebrated during a weekday, and then was moved to a Sunday. So it's from Luke chapter 9, verses 11 to 17. And when you read it, there's very strong Eucharistic references in it, particularly down below in verse 16. He took the loaf of bread and he gave thanks. He broke it and gave it to them, saying, "This is my body, which is given for you." That's from Luke 22. But he has the same sort of pattern here in verse 16. He took the five loaves and the two fish, raised his eyes to heaven, said the blessing, and he broke them and handed them to the disciples to distribute among the crowd. So we'll consider this verse by verse and hopefully get a few new insights into the full meaning of the gospel. So it begins with Jesus making the crowds welcome. He talked to them about the kingdom of God and cured those who were in need of healing. So there's great mission going on here, great ministry of welcome, of healing, of bringing hope to people who are in need. You could say the people were gospel greedy. They wanted to be with Jesus and they wanted to receive what he had to offer. It was late afternoon when the 12 came to him and said, "Send the people away and they can go to the villages and farms round about to find lodging and food, for we're in a lonely place here." So there's a need identified by the apostles. A compassionate view of the predicament the people were in, sensing that they were in a lonely place and time was getting on and maybe getting dark. So that was good of the apostles to bring this to the attention of Jesus. Then he says, "Give them something to eat yourselves." Or other translation, maybe a bit more direct, "You give them something to eat." But they said, "We have no more than five loaves and two fish, unless we're to go ourselves and buy some food for all these people." This particular miracle occurs in the other evangelists. It occurs only once in Luke and in John, and twice in Matthew and Mark. And it's lovely to go through those versions and see the wee differences. For example, Luke here leaves out the 200 denarii would only buy enough bread to give them a small piece each. So that's been left out in Luke's version. For there were about 5,000 men, bigger number than the other accounts. And he said to his disciples, "Get them to sit down in parties of about 50. Scholars have spotted that Luke, when he's writing, he likes the number 50, and groups of 50 occur quite often. So they did so, and he made them all sit down. Then that's that Eucharistic bit coming up. He took the five loaves and the two fish, raised his eyes to heaven, and said the blessing over them. Then he broke them and handed them to his disciples to distribute among the crowd. A couple of things here. The intermediary role of the disciples, he himself didn't give it to the crowd, but gave it to the disciples to distribute among the crowd. And the other thing is that Jesus, in Luke's gospel, he gives a portrait of Jesus as a man of prayer. So he raised his eyes to heaven and said the blessing. So Jesus evidently prays. It's part of his mission, part of his ministry. And they all ate as much as they wanted. And when the scraps remaining were collected, they filled 12 baskets. The other accounts, some of them have 7 baskets. 12 would have a huge significance for Jewish readers. It's the fulfillment of Jewish expectations. 12 tribes of Israel have been gathered. So it's a lovely extract from Luke's Gospel for us on this feast of Corpus Christi. So some points then for discussion. This miracle is symbolic of the abundance of the blessings coming to us from God through Jesus. Has your faith in Jesus been a source of nourishment to you? What blessings have you received through your faith? And also, when the disciples became aware of the problem, they wanted to send the crowd away, and Jesus told them, "Give them something to eat yourselves." They thought that what they had was insufficient, but Jesus used the little they had to feed the crowd. Have you ever found that when you give a little, give the little that you have to a situation, the results are beyond your expectations? So may God bless you as you gather together there, and we'll pray now. O God Most High, you have blessed all generations in Jesus. He is our compassionate Saviour, for through him you invite us to your kingdom, welcome us to your table, and provide us with nourishment in abundance. Teach us to imitate your unfailing kindness and to build up Christ's body, the Church, by generously handing on to others the gifts we have received from your bounty. We make this prayer through Christ our Lord. Amen. And may God bless your work.